Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I don't mind admitting it. I'm a big Celine Dion fan. Welcome back. That's Celine. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Todd Connor's here. Todd's the CEO and founder of Bunker Labs. It's an organization that's helping military veterans start businesses across the country. They got 42 chapters. And we're glad to have known him when he was getting it off the ground. Todd, you got a new book out. By the way, that's bunkerlabs.org. And if you need help, contact somebody. Can they find out who is nearby them that can help them, somebody in their area, their region, their neighborhood, by going to bunkerlabs.org? You have a map there, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got all of our cities listed and then upcoming events, and which we're not doing a lot of in-person events, but there's, you know, a lot of virtual events happening.
What if somebody wants to be part of your organization? Can they contact you about that there?
You bet. Yeah, okay. Bunkerlabs.org.
All right.
Find your local chapter and lots of ways to reach out.
So check it out. So you got a new book coming out, Third Shift Entrepreneur. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, Jim, as you have, I've seen lots of businesses get started, and I think I've come to a point of view around some misconceptions that a lot of folks have about how you start a business. And some folks think that it's about taking a big risk, quitting your job, going all in. And I've really come to see, and there's research around this too, which I'll mention, that the smarter path to entrepreneurship is keeping your job, orienting your skill set, being paid, creating a financial sort of floor for yourself, some stability for yourself, and then cultivating a startup, you know, on the nights and weekends, right, in the nooks and crannies of your day. And conceptually, I wanted to kind of reframe for the military community, especially because most of them can't afford to, you know, quit a job and not have income. I mean, most of us can't. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us need to provide. And unless we can have a playbook for, hey, how do you start a business while still providing for yourself? If we don't see a path towards that, then most of us aren't going to start businesses. And I've come to believe that this is a big reason why so many people aren't starting businesses, is because they don't have a mental model for how you can start something without quitting your job and taking some big risks. And so,
don't you think Todd? Don't you think it also begins with a burning inside of you, the sap, the entrepreneurial sap starts rising in your bark? And you don't know what it's going to look like. You don't yet know how it's going to be. And you hadn't figured out how you're going to get there. But you just start moving in that direction. I mean, you just feel it in your bones. And I'm not being cavalier here, folks. I'm not saying, you know, at some point in time, you got to get it sorted out. At some point in time, you got to have some clarity. You got to have a focus. You got to know what you want to do, and you got to know how you're going to do it. But in the beginning, in the early stages, when you're still an employee, as you said earlier, don't you think that if you have that burning desire, that you'll figure it out? You'll find a way to get the time. You'll stop playing golf as much. Mm-hmm. You'll stop fishing as much. You know, you'll stop whatever, doing other things as much, and you'll divert that time over to that. It'll become your avocation. It'll become your part-time job. And even if it's just getting educated, even if it's just taking a course, even if it's just, you know, shadowing a business owner, you know, or something like that, taking college courses or whatever, somehow you start the building blocks. Don't you think that's where it starts? If this is really for you, what do you think?
Like I said, and that bubbling up, that sort of lingering curiosity and, you know, discontent is really foundational, and it's important data. Now, here's where the book comes in. I think a lot of people get to that point and don't know where to go. Mm-hmm. And what I put together was a set of stories about here's how people take that question and channel that in productive ways to run small experiments and begin to build a small business. And you can do that for, people take that desire and in some ways create a vision that's too big. And then they don't know how to get there. You know, they don't know how to say, okay, well, I know I want to be an entrepreneur someday. I know I want to start this business, but I don't have a vision about how to get there. What I really wanted to do is create a bridge through stories and through 12 specific observations that help people begin to tie together. Oh, okay. Here's how I get started. Because what happens too often is people have that lingering desire and they're like, I got to do something. And then the first action they take is they quit their job. Mm-hmm. And my argument is that's the last action you take.
Right.
You know, first action you take is, you know, let's get this sorted out and understand, right, do I have something that makes sense?
Because what a lot of people don't realize is that the first month you have a business, you're a business owner, that doesn't mean you're going to take a paycheck that month. That's what a lot of people don't realize, right?
That's just it. And then, if you're not taking a paycheck, then the business is under a lot of pressure, and then you are personally under pressure. Right. So we need to de-risk not only our own lives, but the business as well. And if we can do that by, you know, keeping our financial house in order and keeping our jobs, and more than that, just, you know, is having a clear strategy and plan for how we are going to launch this little business, it gives the business more opportunity.
I got to move on, but now, when's the book coming out?
January.
All right, so you're going to come back and you're going to send me a first copy and come back and we'll launch it on the show. How about that?
I'll do that.
The Third Shift Entrepreneur by Todd Connor, coming out in January. He's the founder of Bunker Labs, bunkerlabs.org. Hey, Todd, good job today. Come back soon. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.